Knowing all you are a temple. Oh, knowing all you are a temple. Oh, knowing all you are a temple. You are a temple of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, I know. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. I am a temple. Oh, yes, I know. Yes, I know. I am a temple. Oh, yes, I know. Yes, I know. I am a temple. I am a temple of the Holy Ghost. Oh, full of praise, full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Oh, full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Oh, full of praise, full of power, full of glory. I am a temple of the Holy Ghost. Walking up the seven steps unto perfection. Walking up the seven steps unto perfection. Walking up the seven steps unto perfection. I am a temple of the Holy. Oh, knowing all, knowing all, knowing all, you are a temple. Knowing all, knowing all, you are a temple. Oh, knowing all, knowing all, you are a temple. You are a temple of the. Oh, walking up the seven steps unto birth. Oh, we walking tonight, walking up seven steps unto birth. Oh, my brother walking up seven steps unto perfection. I am a temple of the Holy. Oh, knowing all, oh, knowing all, knowing all, you are a temple. Oh, knowing all, knowing all, you are a temple. Knowing all, knowing all, you are a temple. You are a temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We had a temple tonight. Amen. And we've gathered together to praise Him, to worship Him. Amen. Let's sing the song, Victory is Mine. Amen. Let's claim our victory tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, victory is mine. Victory. Oh, victory today is mine. Oh, right, oh, Satan, get me. Oh, victory today is mine. Oh, joy is mine. Joy is. Oh, joy, joy. Oh, joy, joy, today is. Oh, it is mine, I told. Oh, God be. Oh, for joy today is mine. Oh, peace is mine, peace is mine. Oh, peace is mine. Oh, peace today is mine. Oh, right, oh, Satan, get behind me. Oh, peace today is mine. Oh, healing is mine. Healing is mine. Oh, healing is mine. Oh, healing today is mine. Oh, right, oh, oh, get behind. Oh, for healing today is mine. Oh, rest is mine. Rest is mine. Oh, rest is. Oh, rest today is. It is mine. I told. Oh, to get me. Oh, for rest today is mine. Oh, victory, victory. Oh, victory. Oh, victory today is mine. Oh, I don't want to get me. Oh, for victory today. Oh, one more time you claim it. Victory. Oh, victory, victory. Oh, victory today is mine. Oh, right, oh, Satan. Oh, get me. Oh, for victory today is mine.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing that one. I'm pressing on the upward way. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's press on tonight. Amen.
Oh, I'm pressing on the upward way. Oh, new heights I'm getting in every day. Oh, still praying as I'm onward. Oh, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Oh, Lord, Lord, lift me up, oh, and let me stand by faith on heaven's table and a higher plane, oh, than I am. Oh, Lord, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Oh, my heart has no desire to stay. Oh, without doubt. Oh, and fear, dismays. Oh, though some may dwell, oh, where it is the brown, oh, my prayer, my name is higher ground. Oh, Lord, Lord, lift me up and let me stand and by faith on heaven's table and or on higher ground. Oh, I want to escape the day on moon. Oh, and catch a gleam, and catch a gleam of glory bright, of glory bright. But still I'll pray, still I'll pray, oh, till then I've found, oh, Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Oh, Lord, Lord, lift me up, oh, and let me stand by faith on heaven's table. Plain than I have found, oh, Lord, feet on higher ground, oh, Lord, Lord, lift me up, oh, Lord, and let me stand by faith on heaven's table, oh. My feet on higher ground.
Amen. That's our desire tonight. Amen. Let's sing that one. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Amen. Amen.
When I come to the river, I'll end in of day. Oh, when the last wind of sorrow I've blown, no, there'll be somebody waiting to show me the or I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Or I won't, no, I won't have to cross Jordan alone, alone. Jesus died on my sins to atone. When the darkness I see, he'll be waiting for me. Or I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Oh, or oftentimes I'm forsaken and weary and sad, when it seems that my friends have all gone. Oh, there is someone, there is one though that cheers me and makes my heart. Oh, that I won't have to cross Jordan. Oh, I won't, I won't have to cross Jordan. Hello, hello, Jesus died on my sins to atone. In the darkness I see, he'll be waiting for me. Or I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Though the billows, though the billows of sorrow and trouble may sweep, oh, Christ the Savior will care for his own. Oh, till the end of the journey, my soul he will, or I won't have to cross Jordan. Oh, I won't, no, I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Oh, Jesus died on my sins, oh, at all. Nor in the darkness, oh, he'll be waiting for me. Oh, to cross Jordan alone. Or I won't, or I won't have to cross Jordan alone, alone. Jesus died on my sins to atone. Or in the darkness I, oh, he'll be waiting for me. Or I won't have to cross Jordan. Oh, though the billow of sorrow and trouble may sweep, Christ the Savior will care for his own. No, till the end of the journey, my soul he will, or I won't have to cross Jordan. Or I won't have to cross Jordan. Or alone, Jesus died on my sins to atone. darkness I, oh, he'll be waiting, or I won't have to cross Jordan alone.
Amen, hallelujah. How many desire the showers of blessings tonight, amen. I sing that song, Showers of Blessings, amen.
Oh, there shall be showers of blessings. Oh, this is the promise of love. Oh, oh, there shall be seasons refreshing. Oh, sent from the Savior above, showers of blessings, showers, showers of blessings, when it all mercy drops on the side.
That's our prayer tonight, Lord. Oh, come, Lord Jesus. Oh, open the doors of heaven, Lord. And let the dews come down upon us, Lord. Showers of blessings, Lord. That's our prayer tonight. That's our prayer tonight, Lord. Oh, open the windows of heaven, Lord. And let your showers, Lord, your dews, Lord, come down upon us. Come down upon your church. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Oh, God, for the showers we plead. Oh, let us all tonight, let's plead for the showers of blessings tonight. That the Lord, oh, that the doors and windows of heaven, oh, will be open tonight. That showers will pour upon us blessings upon blessings. Oh, that even we cannot have a place to keep them. Oh, Lord Jesus, let your dews come now, God, upon your word, Lord, upon your church, upon the heart of the people, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the day so far, Lord. We give glory to you, Lord Jesus. We honor you, Lord, that, Father, our going out and coming is, oh, the beginning of the day to this hour, Lord, Father. We have seen your grace, your mercies, your protection, your loving kindness, Lord, towards us, God. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. We thank you for our homes, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our working places. Oh, we thank you for our children, Lord. We thank you for our schools. Oh, we thank you for everything, the Lord, that, Father, you have done for us. You have clothed us. You have sustained us. You have fed us. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. And tonight we thank you for grace. that have brought us, Lord, right into your presence, Lord. Oh, Father, this evening, oh, your children, we are seeking your grace, Lord. We are seeking your face, Lord. Oh, Father, let it be upon us, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be the name of our Lord. Oh, above all things, Lord, we honor you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We bless you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, oh God. Oh, Father, we bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, there is a prayer request here from our precious brother Vegas that tonight he wouldn't be able to come because he has to be at work. And we know that many other brethren might also be at work at this hour. And as many that weren't able also to come, let us in a moment just remember them in prayer. And that the Lord, wherever they are, he is the omnipresent God. That the Lord will touch them wherever they are. And whatever blessings that he will shower upon us this evening. Oh, let the same be their portion also. Father, we commit, Lord Jesus, our precious brother Vegas, Lord, into your hands. And we use him as a point of contact, Lord, to all other brethren also who are at work, Lord, that they are able to come, even as many that, Lord Jesus, for some reason, oh God, they are not here. Father, we commit all of them into your hands. The Lord Jesus be with them, O God. We know the Lord, there is always something good in store for your children. Whenever we come to your presence, Lord. So, Father, whatever we shall receive, Lord Jesus, is our prayer. And we plead that, Lord Jesus, they will receive the same portion also, God, even abundantly and exceedingly, O God. And the Lord Jesus, the reasons why they are not here, O God, Father, we pray. The Lord, oh, lift those burdens, O God. The Lord, it will pave way for your children, O God, oh, to be able to come to your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you once again, O Lord, for all that you have done for us for the days so far, Lord, in our homes, in our working places, oh, over our children, O God, even many mercies you have given to us to be in your presence, Lord. Father, even as we turn to your word, O God, Lord, you are the author of it, Lord Jesus. Father, bless your word, O God, and make it a living bread, O Lord, unto us, Lord. We ask all in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. You are welcome to the house of the Lord. As we are still standing, let us stand to the reading of the word. Amen. You are welcome to the house of the Lord. Praise God. And tonight we have a topic. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. And you know, another scripture in Peter, he said, brethren, give diligence to your calling and election. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Amen. We shall read from Revelation 3, 4 and 5. And it's surprising what we are going to read. Amen. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father, before his angels. Oh, great words. Praise the Lord. From Jesus Christ, our Lord himself. Amen. Lord, bless your word, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. As we have been on the book of Hebrews, when you take that message, you see that in the chapter 1, just getting to the close, the prophet moved on to this Melchizedek. Amen. And so, tonight, just to get into that, this Melchizedek, something just touched me to bring in this. Then we connect to the very Melchizedek that the prophet used to end the chapter 1 of the book of Hebrews. Amen. Now, let's look at what we just read. So, thou hast a few. Brethren, it's always few. And tonight, we could see that we are just few in the house of God. But I know that it is for good reasons that many of our brethren are not here. Example, which we have even a prayer request from our precious brother, Vegas. Amen. But meanwhile, brethren, tonight, let us examine our calling. Let's give diligence to make sure, amen, that we, the call that God has called us, yes, we understand. Praise the Lord. A self-examination tonight, my brethren, because it looks as if we are taking things for granted. Because as long as I'm in this message, the message of the hour, the end time message, and that's all is in about enough for me. My brother, my sister, look, when we come to, Lord willing, we shall deal with only the fourth verse. And then next week, we will deal with what? The fifth verse. And there you will see that there were some people, their names were in the book of life, but it was blotted out. Praise God. So let us not take things for granted. Their names were in the book of life, but they were blotted out. That's why he's saying here that I will not. See, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name. That means he can blot out some names. And he did blot out some names. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so now we see the church of Sardis. He said there's a church of Dublin. Just a few names. They did not defile their garment. And they were counted what? Worthy to walk with him as Jesus in white. Praise the Lord. Just few. The whole church of what? Sardis. The whole church of Dublin. Christian Fellowship. Only few. Praise God. That never defiled their what? Garments. And they were counted to be what? Worthy to walk with him in white. Oh, praise the Lord. This is what the greatest reward for every Christian. Amen. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And what a reward is it? What a great reward to walk with him in white. My brother, let's watch this. Let's watch it closely. That the overcomers in the past had always been what? Few. The overcomers in the past had always been what? Few. Let's look at Noah's day, because Noah's day is the same day that we are in. And Noah's day, few, 8 people, overcomers, made it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And he said, our day is what? It's Noah's day and Lot's day. And now let's look at Lord's Day. How many? Praise God. As we have always been saying, that Lord's wife, she came out all right, but she wasn't able to make it. Let's look at Lord's Day. How many people? Three. Noah's Day, eight. Lord's Day, three. Few. Amen. And now, our time also, our journey here is compared to what? The natural journey by the children of Israel from Egypt to what? To the promised land. And now, if we take that also as a comparison, the people that left Egypt, only what? Two made it. Few. And now, my brother, look at the way how the whole thing coming down. From Noah's Day, eight. Coming to Lord's Day, three. Now coming to the Exodus, two. And so now our spiritual journey, it will be probably one. And be that one person. Amen. Amen. Be that one person. Because the whole thing is counting down. Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you. It's counting down. It's not going up. So my brother, my sister, he says what? Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For him, he's a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Amen. Amen. And so he said, they have not defiled their garments. See? The dictionary meaning that will give you defile will tell you that defile as make dirty. Or you treat something that is holy with what? Disrespect. That's the dictionary meaning. And we could see that right from the Old Testament, God has shown his complete abhorrence to anything that is defiled. If a man touch anything that is considered unclean, he was what? Immediately separated from fellowship. Amen. When you read, somewhere in Numbers, it said, even when you touch a dead body, you are separated from fellowship. Until that man, before he can come back to fellowship, he must be purified by what? By the water of separation. Amen. How to be purified by the water of separation before he can what? Come back into fellowship. So God, right from the beginning, anything that is defiled, God abhors it. Amen. Amen. God abhors it. That's why he said, in Sardis, only few had not what defiled their garments and said, and they were what? They were worthy. Praise God. And reading here, the prophet said, the water of separation separated the guilt and made them holy. And brought them back into what? Into fellowship. That water of separation. When someone has what? Defiled himself. Had what? Made himself unclean. Praise the Lord. Amen. The water of separation what? Will take away the guilt and bring the person back into what? Into fellowship. And then the same type we have it here. That the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness and make us holy and put us back into what? Fellowship again with him. Amen.
Amen.
See? The blood of Jesus Christ does that same now in our day. In the days gone, it was what? Water of separation. That is sprinkled over the people and then it takes away their guilt. And brings them back into what? Into fellowship. And now in our day, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And brings us back onto fellowship with him. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And that is what he said. When you read Ephesians. Give me Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5. 25 to 27. And you see that he said, what, by the washing of water by the word. So it is the word. Amen. Amen. As a type of what?
the water of separation. So let's read something quickly. Ephesians 5:25-27. It said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. You see? That he might sanctify and cleanse with the washing of water by the word. See? So the washing of water by the word is just a type of what? Water of separation. Praise God. That cleanses people. And now it is what? The washing of water. So Christ loved the church so much that he gave himself for it. Amen. Amen. Gave himself for it so that he could cleanse that church. Cleanse every unrighteousness, every debt, every uncleanness from the church. Amen. By what? By the washing of water off by the word. Amen. Amen. So it's the word that washes away our sins. So that he said, when you read at verse 27, he said, so that he do that, he might present to himself a glorious church, not having any spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but it should be a holy and without blemish. Amen. We are talking about what? Defiling. God abhors anything that is dirty, that is unclean. Amen. And we have what? The word that can wash away all this uncleanness. That's why, my brother, my sister, there's nothing that you can what? Get away from the word if you want yourself to be what? To be washed and to be cleaned. And be able to walk with him in white. Oh, praise the Lord. Then he said, they shall walk with me in white. See? They shall walk with me in white. And the prophet said here in the church of Sardisian church age, the prophet said, was paragraph 264. The prophet said, they shall walk with me in white. They had what? Identified themselves with him. My brother, let us what? Identify ourselves with him. He said, they have identified themselves with him on earth. And now he would also do what? Identify himself with them in New Jerusalem. Yeah. See, he's always a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. He will reward you for identifying yourself with him. He will also identify himself with you in the New Jerusalem. And the prophet said, how marvelous will be that identification? See? And how would that be the identification? Look, listen closely here. He said, he is not dressed in another color different from what? The saints. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He will never dress in another color different from the saints. You see. But he will do what? He said, he will also, you see, all of you in the same white. Oh, praise God. Amen. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He said, he will be like them, and they will be like him. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. And then he said, for they are worthy. Let's look at for they are worthy. He said, do you realize who is saying this? The prophet said, do you realize who is saying that you are worthy? Eh? For Jesus himself to tell you that you are worthy to walk with me. Oh my. The prophet is asking, do you realize who is saying this? He said, it is Jesus. Amen. The worthy one himself. Hallelujah. This is the only one who was what? Accounted worthy to take the book. Oh yes, sir. Out of the hand of him that was seated upon the throne. Heaven and earth, John wept Because there was no man worthy to take that book from the hands of him that seated upon the throne. There was no one. And John started what? Crying. Then one of the elders said, oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Cry not. For the lion of the tribe of Judah has what? Prevailed. Amen. Only one person was worthy. And now he is telling you that you are also worthy. My Amen. Brother, my sister, it's not what a small what situation or position where he himself has placed you, that you are also what? Worthy. That he is the only qualified judge. And he says, you are worthy. Oh, my brother. Said these words are astounding. As even it is in what? Romans 8:33 said, who shall then lay anything of charge against God's elect?
Amen.
When he says you are worthy, who can place any charge against you? No. All is that when we make sure that we don't defile our garments.
Amen.
Then we will also dress like him. He will give us what? A robe of white. God says, I am righteous. The prophet says, God says, I am righteous. And so, tonight, now we're going back to the message on Hebrews. Amen. Now, let us pick one such man who did not defile his garments and who identified himself with him whilst on earth here, and he was worthy to walk with him.
Amen.
Till that man, he was called the friend of God. Hey, yeah. He never defiled his garments. He identified himself with what? With God. And walked with God till he was called the friend of God. You can guess who that person is.
Yes, sir.
Abraham. Mm-hmm. Abraham. Amen.
Amen.
Let's read something. Now let's look at Abraham as our example tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's take Abraham to be our example tonight. The man who was called. Do you know that he was called the friend of God? Do you know where the scripture is? James. James 2:23. Amen. James 2:23. Abraham was called what?
Amen.
The friend of God. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called what? The friend of God. Amen. So let's take this man who never defiled his garments, who identified the whole of his life with God, walked with him. Oh, yes, sir. Let's read something from Genesis 12:1-3. Genesis 12:1-3. Now let's look at the life of this man as our example tonight. So now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindreds and from thy father's house unto the land that I will show thee. And I'll make of thee a great nation, and I'll bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing.
Amen.
3. And I'll bless them that bless you, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall families of the earth be blessed.
Amen.
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 So this man was called to leave his family, everything behind, and come out from his family. Now the question is, did Abraham obey? Did Abraham come out? Let's find the answer in Hebrews. Hebrews 11, 8 to 10. Let's find the answer from there. Did Abraham obey? Now we are looking at obedience.
Amen.
Praise God. Did Abraham come out?
Yes, sir.
Now we are looking at what? Coming out. Oh, yes, sir. Now let's look at Hebrews. They said, by what? By faith.
Amen.
Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he did what?
Amen.
He did what?
Obeyed.
Amen.
Amen.
He obeyed. Did he come out? And he did what? Went out. Not knowing whither he went. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's the answer.
Yes, sir.
Did Abraham obey? Did Abraham come out?
Yes.
That's the answer. It's by faith.
Amen.
This man, when he was called to come out,
amen,
oh, he obeyed. And he went out.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, obeying and obedient and getting out. Obedience and getting out. And he said, by faith, 9, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. And he was looking for what? He was looking for what? He looked for a city. Amen.
Amen.
Which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And now, in this message book, Israel and the Church, paragraph 42, the prophet said, Abraham coming from Babylon with his father down into the valley of Shinar, where the souls of many journeyed after the destroying of Babylon, or where the confusion took place. Among all those people, oh hallelujah, among all those people, one man found favor with God.
Amen.
You know the story already.
Yes, sir.
When God confounded, when these people built the Tower of Babel, when God has asked, they disobeyed God, they wanted to what? Stay put. God confounded their language, destroyed what? All what they built. Amen. Anything that you build, he will come down and inspect it. And if it is not according to the word of God, it will be destroyed. He destroyed them. And he said, when these people scattered, you see, so it was when I understand my sister, I talk and he can understand. She can understand me. We find our way somewhere. So they separated according to what? Understanding one another. And he said, when they were what? Coming out. Oh, look at all these people. Amen. Because after the flood, the Bible says people started to increase. They started to increase. So many people, but only one person found favor with God.
Amen.
Amen. That's why we are just saying and we are listening. We just heard that look at what? From Noah's day 8, coming to Lord's day 3, coming to what? Oh, the Exodus 2. And now in our day 1. Amen. Be that one person that will find favor with God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, my brother. Be that one person. Only one person found favor with God.
Amen.
Be that one person and found favor. Amen. He said, and God called Abraham to separate himself. And the prophet said, in this message, the calling of Abraham, preaching San Saint Fernando, in 1955, he said, the Holy Spirit calls for what? Total separation.
Amen.
So meanwhile, If you are seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and if you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that's what the prophet is saying. It calls for what? Total separation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Not what? Not a separation where there is something attached to. No, sir. Total separation, nothing attached. Oh, yes, sir. He said, Abraham, separate yourself from your kindreds. He said, the prophet said, that's a big thing to do. Wasn't it? Amen. Separate yourself. He said, I want you to sojourn in a strange land. Now, you are that only one person that had found favor with God. Now, listen, let us all listen closely. What God is what expecting from us when he calls us out. Amen. He said he wants you to sojourn in a strange land. Hallelujah. Amen. Sojourn in a strange land. As we are all seated here, maybe we have our families everywhere, but we have our homes and our fathers and everywhere. But look at where you are seated.
Amen.
Amen. God brought you here for a purpose. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. He wants you to sojourn in what? In a strange land. He said, you've never walked this way before.
Amen.
Amen. But I want you to separate yourself so you can walk with me.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. You got to separate yourself before you can walk with me. So that I can give you receive that white garment also. Again, listen. He said, among a strange people. You'll be among what? Strange people. Speaking a strange language.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. My brother, our language, amen, is different from the world's language.
Amen.
Amen. You got to speak that strange language. Not earthly language. Oh, yes, sir. If you want me to be clear. But what? Heavenly language.
Amen.
He said, you be a pilgrim. A sojourner. Amen. And who is a pilgrim? Who is a sojourner? Amen. You are always a pilgrim or a sojourner is always in what? Is on transit. You don't build anything permanent because this is not your place. You are moving out. Go to the airport and see all those people who are in transit and see the people who live in that city. Look at the difference. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. You see those who are on transit, always looking on the board. Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Looking, looking, the arrival of his flight.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 And then you see those who are living that, those who are living that city, working at what? At the airport.
Yes, boom.
They are always their eyes down. Amen. When they get to the board, they don't look at the board. They just pass and go. Oh, yes, sir. But the one who knows he has to fly, he looks at the board all the time. Oh, yes, sir. Because he doesn't want to miss the flight.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That's the way how he wants you to live. That's the way how he wants me to live. Wants you to be a sojourner, a pilgrim. Oh, praise be to God. And here it is. Every man that is born of Christ separates himself from sin immediately. The Holy Spirit just called you right out into what?
a different nature. Amen.
Oh, the only one person who had found favor with God tonight is you. And this is the way how God wanted what? Abraham to live. The only person that found favor with God, which is you tonight, which is me tonight. Praise God. So God calls for a total separation from the things of the world. Come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and I will receive you. God calls us to a total separation from sin. He said, come out from among it. Be no partakers of it. Shun the very appearance of evil. Shun it. The very appearance of evil. Shun it. Run away from it. Amen. Just as one. You see a car that has lost control coming towards you. What do you do? Death is coming. Oh, no matter, even if that place is what? Pigs dung. And that's the only way of safety, my brother, you will jump into it. Amen. So when you see death coming, my brother, God always provides a way of escape. Look for that way of escape. And what? Let that be your way. Amen. Amen. It says sometimes he calls a total separation from friends and associates.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Very strong. Amen. Amen. Sometimes he calls for a total separation from what? Friends and associates.
Yes, sir.
That's why we are seated here. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That's why we are here as what? One body. Oh, here's my sister. Here's my brother. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have what? Separated ourselves from friends and associates to become what? The children of God. Amen. Total separation. My brother, look at it. I've been saying this thing all most of the time, that right from the beginning, the first day of creation, the first day God did something. The first day, God is particular about separation. Let's read it. Give me Genesis 1:1-5. Let's read. First day, what happened? He said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Yes,
and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God did what? Moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light.
Amen.
And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided, oh yes sir, God divided
Amen.
Light from darkness.
Amen.
And God called the light day, and called darkness, he called it what? Night.
Amen.
And evening and the morning were what? The first day. Praise the Lord. First day, separation. Light from darkness. Oh, yes, sir. God separated light from darkness. And when you read somewhere in 2 Corinthians, somewhere verse, chapter 6, or he said, what communion had light with what? Darkness. What communion? Separated.
Amen.
There's no fellowship.
Amen.
Amen. Now the prophet wants to ask, then this question came from the prophet asked, do you know why you are a Christian?
Hmm.
You got to find the answer. Do you know why you are a Christian? My God called you. Let's listen to what the prophet said. It's because God called you. It's because God called you. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. You never did seek God at any time. The whole of your life, you never seek God. And so, my brother, my sister, for you to be seated here, oh, give glory to him. It is him that called you. Praise God. And so now begin to look back. Hey, the way where you were and now where you are seated, that God called you. You heard God's voice. Because you never did seek God at any time. He said, no, sir. Is God seeking you? No man at any time have ever sought God. God sought man. No man can come unto me. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, Jesus said so. Except my Father draws what? Draws him first. Oh, praise the Lord. In the Garden of Eden, when man had fallen, the prophet said, instead of man, there's man, the sinner. Amen. Instead of him to be going around shouting, oh, Lord God, where are you? God, where are you? Where are you? No, sir. He went hiding. It was God rather came walking, looking for what? His lost children. God came down looking for his lost children. He came down. He knew you before the foundation of the world. Yes, sir. Amen. And he put your name right before the foundation of the world in the book of life. But my brother, my sister, he can blot your name out. Yes, he has every right to do that. True, amen. Amen. Because he did it. It's in the word. Amen. Amen. Let's watch it. Yes, your name, he put it there. But my brother, my sister, you got to make what? You got to give diligence. Amen. Amen. To make your calling and election sure. And meanwhile, he is what? A rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And look at the way how we are seeking him. It's the way how we handle ourselves. Brethren, look at the way. Amen. I believe that there's good reason why many people are not on Wednesdays have been what? I don't know whether you know this pill. They call it quinine. Quinine. Because when we were in Ghana, when a small fever, it's a manoquinine. Give him quinine. Amen. Very, very bitter. Huh? Very bitter. Praise the Lord. I've never seen that medicine since I came to Europe here. Quinine. But it's very common in Africa. Amen. Wednesdays have been so bitter, pill. Hey, my brother. Let's watch these things. Amen. Let's watch these things. Praise God. It's God that called you to be a Christian. Amen. Amen. So what are you doing about it? What is your appreciation to him? What's your appreciation to him? Now, this Abraham we are talking about. The question is, did Abraham find that city? Did Abraham find that city? Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Abraham met the king of that city. Abraham met the king of that city. Hebrews, give us Hebrews 7, 1 to 4. Hebrews. Amen. He said, for this Melchizedek, the king of Salem, the priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of king of the kings, and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation, now listen to this man, being by interpretation the king of righteousness. Oh. And after that also the king of Salem, which is the king of peace.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And now he said he's with this man without father, without mother, without descent, having neither the beginning of days,
Amen.
Nor the end of life.
But
made like unto the Son of God. Oh, yes, sir. And he was. Abideth a priest continually. Abideth a priest continually.
Amen.
He has made us kings and priests.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
And he said, when you have been made a priest, you do what? You give what? All sacrifices.
Amen.
As a priest. And he's a priest continually. You got to be a priest continually. And you got to be what? Giving sacrifices and praises and honor continually as a priest.
Amen. Amen.
But our worship has been only on Sundays. That's where we give what? Many of us, praise the Lord, give their praise and sacrifices only on Sundays. Look at it here. Abideth a priest continually. And he has made you the same priest. Brethren, we got to take, look, brethren, we got to be very, very careful. Amen. We've got to give diligence to make our calling and election sure. Amen.
Amen.
And he will surely reward you as many that will diligently seek him. We have taken things for granted. Brethren, we are taking things for granted. Let's encourage one another. Amen. As much as we can, let's begin now to what? Amongst ourselves, begin to encourage one another.
Amen.
Let's tarry for one another. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hold someone, my brother, my sister, but why you don't come to Wednesdays and Fridays, the weekday services, why you don't come? Find out from that brother. Find out from that sister. Yes, many of them have genuine reasons they had to go be at work. Amen. But my brother, my sister, even if you go to work and you close, what time do you close? Even when it is what, just 5 minutes that's remaining, you still rush. You say, oh, by this time the church has not yet closed. 5 minutes, you still rush and come to meet. Oh, my brother, my sister, he's a rewarder of them that do what? Diligently seek him. That is what we call seeking God diligently. Amen. Even if after everything, oh yes, I look at my time. Oh yes, the church is still on. I got to be there. Praise the Lord. Let's watch it. He said, now consider how great this man is, unto whom even the patriarchs Abraham gave the tenth of his spoils. See? He gave him something. Now, the prophet said here in the book of Hebrews, which now we have said the book of Hebrews, which we are studying. Now, paragraph 133. He said, a king came down from Salem and met Abraham coming from the slaughter of the kings. And this king didn't have a father, had no mother, had no beginning of days or ending of life. Who did Abraham meet? Hallelujah. Now think, the prophet said, now think, who did Abraham meet? He didn't have a father. He didn't have a mother. He never had what time that he began. And he never had time when he will end. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. So that, the prophet, so that it means the same king of Salem has to be living today. Amen. That means that that king of Salem had to be living today because he has no beginning, he has no ending. Oh, yes, sir. That means he's here tonight. He's here tonight. Amen. And you are the only one that has found favor. And what did Abraham do to him? Oh, he gave unto him the service that needed. And now that king of Salem is here tonight. And only few. Amen. From the church of Sardis. Only few. Had their garments not defiled. And they were made worthy to walk with him. Now the prophet said, what is Salem? He said, that is Jerusalem, which is above. See, that Abraham was what? Searching. Trying to find a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. That's what was it? What Salem? As that Jerusalem. He was what? Looking for. So the question is, did Abraham see that city? He met the king of that city. Amen. Oh, because he was diligently seeking for it. He was diligently seeking for it. And God came, said, look, the king came. Praise the Lord. Amen. He met the king of that Salem. He met the king of that Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, coming down. And he paid him a tenth of all his spoils. The prophet said, amen. See, that's him. The prophet said, that's him. See, that was him. And he repeated again, that was him. Amen. That same king of Salem has to be living today. And the prophet said, amen. That king of Salem has to be living today. Has to be in the midst of what? His church. Oh, looking for Abraham's. So the prophet has, have you met him?
Hallelujah.
Have you met him?
Amen.
The king of Salem.
Yes, sir.
The prophet asked this question, have you met him?
Amen.
Yeah, you have to say amen. Have you met him?
Amen.
God bless you. Abraham gave to this king what he was due. If you have met him, then you have to give what he is what? Due.
Amen.
And if you have also truly met him, your life will tell. I see. If you have truly met him, your life will what? Will tell. Oh, yes, sir, because it will be what? A total surrender. Amen. as he wants. Amen. See? Praise God. And you have heard this thing already, still from Hebrews chapter 1. The Message. He said, that's the only way you can do the right kind of job for the Lord. To give all what is due. You are the only one that has found favor.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Give to him what is due.
Yes, sir.
And now let's see what he's saying here. That's the only way you can do a right kind of job for the Lord. Is to put everything that you've got right to the forefront. You have heard this scene before. For Christ. Put everything that you've got to the forefront for Christ.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
All your strength. All your soul.
Amen.
All your heart. All your mind. Everything that you got. Amen. What is due? Give. That's what he's saying. All your strength, all your soul, all your heart, all your mind, everything that you got, give unto him. And he said, when you are doing anything, do it right.
Amen.
When you are doing anything, amen, do it what? Right.
Yes, sir.
And then in my book, I wrote a very big or. Or. Amen. Or. Don't do it at all.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He doesn't want to have half things.
Mm-mm.
He's not a half God.
No.
Amen.
Amen.
He's not a half God.
Mm.
He said all. See? Just leave it alone.
Mm.
If you cannot give all, leave it alone.
Yes, sir.
If you want to be hot, be hot. If you want to be cold, be cold. He said he can what? He can, he'll be okay that he knows that you are cold. But he doesn't want you to be what? The spirit of Laodicea. Lukewarm. He hates it. He'll spew it out from his mouth. So if you do it, be hot. If you want to be hot for him. If you can't, just be cold. Then he knows that you are cold. But one thing he hates, that kind of lackadaisical, no sir. Amen. You are going to be a Christian. Put everything that you've got to Christ. That is your time. See? Amen. That is what? Your time. Amen. Your time. Your talent. Your everything. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So Abraham. Oh my. The friend of God.
Amen.
Let's look at another thing here. The prophet said, that same king of Salem has to be living today. Amen. Then he said, he comes our way every time. He comes our way every time. And how we miss him many times. Oh, yes. Because he's just always looking for you. He's seeking you. So he said, he comes our way every time. And how we miss him many times. He is in your brother. See? He is in your brother. But look at how we sometimes treat our brother. He is in that sister. But look how we sometimes look down upon her. Abraham saw him again. Amen. He comes our way. Now let's look at it. He comes our way. He said one day, the prophet said, one day he was, as Abraham, was sitting in the tent. And then he looked. Oh, yes, sir. When you look, what do you see? When you look, what do you see? He looked. Coming up there, he seen three men coming. Amen. That's what he said. He comes our way every time. And how we miss him many times. One day Abraham was seated just in front of his tent. Then he saw three men. He looked. He looked. And we always look. When you look, what do you see? You look at your brother, what do you see? You look at your sister, what do you see? He looked. Coming, he seen three men coming. The prophet said, you know, there is just something about a Christian. Now watch whether it's in you. What is coming? Watch whether it is in you. He said, you know, there is just something about a Christian. And that thing, watch whether it's in you. He said, that he knows spirit when he sees it. Amen.
Amen.
When it is God, he knows that this is God.
Amen.
When it is Satan, he knows that this is from the devil.
Amen.
Do you have that quality in you? Amen. Got to ask yourself. There's just something about a Christian that he knows spirit when he sees it. He's talking because he talked about Abraham. Abraham was seated one afternoon. He saw what? Three people. He looked. He saw three people coming. They were ordinary people. He just know it. He's talking about a Christian. He's talking about you. He's talking about me. That he just knows it. There is just something spiritual about it. Spiritual things are spiritually discerned, you know? Yeah. He can just tell it. A Christian can just what? Tell it.
Amen.
If he's really born again. Because my sheep hears my voice. Amen. They recognize my voice. Another voice. They will not what? Listen. And so a true Christian said, this is something that is what? There is just something about a Christian. When he sees spirit, he knows it. This from God. This is from the bottomless pit. Amen. And he just knew there was something as Abraham. He knew when he saw it, he looked and saw these three men coming. He just knew there was something. And so he did what? He said, he ran out and said, come in. My Lord, amen. Sit down. Stop a little bit. I'll get a morsel of bread and put in your hand. I will wash your feet. Rest yourself. Then you can go on about your journey. Amen. Praise the Lord. Spiritual things are spiritually discerned. He never knew them anywhere. But something in him began to tell them, look, these people are not ordinary people. Praise God. Do you have that same instinct? That same blessings that when anything happens, oh, you see your brother or you see your sister, you can see that, yes, this is what? My brother in Christ, my sister in Christ. Amen. When you look at what, see, he never knew them anywhere. But there is what? Even when there is what? Brotherly love in you. Amen. When there is brotherly love in you, you will see it. You will do something. That's the same Hebrews. You see, we are still on Hebrews. See, every this we are calling Hebrews. Hebrews. Oh, give me Hebrews 1. Hebrews 13. You know that scripture already. Hebrews 13. 1 and 2. Let brotherly love what? Continue.
Amen.
2. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers.
Amen.
For thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Don't look down upon anyone. Amen. Don't look down upon anyone. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Even if the person is not a believer at all, don't look down upon him or her. Amen. If he doesn't believe as you believe, don't look down upon him. You don't know. Amen. He's also what? A child of God. His time yet has not yet what come. Look at what the thief. Look at the time. Jesus told him, this day you will be with me in where? In paradise. The whole of his life being a thief. But look, 11th hour. Don't look down upon anyone. That's not, when you look down upon people, that's not the spirit of God. No, sir. Pray for what? Pray for everyone. Pray for everyone. Amen. Tarry for everyone. Even when you see someone, you consider maybe his life. No, sir. Don't consider anybody's life that, oh, this man. That's the same thing Pharaoh did. That's the same thing Pharaoh did. He and Moses standing, looking at what? The people in the mud. They all looked. Amen. They looked. When you look, what do you see? Moses saw that they were what? God was in their midst. But Pharaoh was seeing what? Differently. They were looking at the same thing, but they had different opinions. Looking at the same thing, but different opinions. Don't look down. Don't look down. Amen. So Abraham brought them up, and what? He got some water, washed their feet, ran into what? Into the calf, and got a calf, fat calf, and killed it, and gave it to all the servants to dress it, and then he told Sarah, Sarah, knit the meal. Amen. Wanted to what? Serve the people. Then, said while they were eating, they were looking towards Sodom. While they were eating, they were looking towards Sodom. Abraham was watching. They were looking towards Sodom. Abraham knew already that Sodom, he has been praying for the people over in Sodom all the time because his own nephew was there. They were looking toward that place. And so he said after a while, they stood up. He said they were going. Then Abraham walked to the other, that one. Amen. And he said, you won't keep it from me. Amen. You will not keep it from me. Amen. And God said, you can get one in Genesis 18:17. And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham the things that I do? The Lord will not hide anything from you, from me. Amen. And that is what he has done to you and me in this our age. That all everything that has, all the mysteries that has been hidden from all this time, but you and me, Lord has chosen us and what has unveiled, revealed, brought to light every mystery, every hidden mystery. And then how are you doing? What was our response? What has been our response? Let's watch it. Let's watch it. My sister, my brother, let's watch it. Now listen. Open there. We've already got that place. Verse 18. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, all of the nations of the earth shall what? Be blessed in him. How can I hide it from you? Because you are going to be what? A mighty someone. You are going to be my bride. My wife. Why should I hide something from you? Husbands that hide things from their wives. Well, no, nobody in this house. I believe it. Amen. Amen. No husband hides anything from what? The wife. The wife knows that only you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. See? Abraham, you are going to be a mighty man. How should I hide anything from you? Oh, my sister, you are going to be my bride. How can I hide anything from you? Verse 19. Said, for I know him. God himself saying, I know you, Abraham. Amen. That you will command your children. And we are the children, isn't it? We are the seed of Abraham. You will command, he will command his children and his household after him. And they will do what? They will do what? They will keep the way of the Lord. Are we keeping the way of the Lord? Are we keeping the way of the Lord? Oh, brethren, let's give diligence to make our calling an election sure. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. He said, I can't keep from Abraham, seeing that he is the heir of the earth. I reveal my secrets. Other words, to those who are the heir of the earth. Now, I want to close up here. There are many things to say. But listen, said, that is where the church ought to be today. That's right. Get the secrets of God. Amen. That's where the church got to be. And that's where we are. But the question is, what can I do with the Lord, with Jesus called Christ? He's in your hands. Amen. Brethren, tonight is just a night for us to re-examine ourselves, to know where we are standing. There are a lot of things we shall continue because the text that we read, only verse 4, a few names. And you are the only one. Praise the Lord. Next week, Lord willing, we'll go to verse 5, the overcomer, about the question of blotting. Names. Praise the Lord. Musicians, come and let us just sing one song and then commit ourselves to him. Praise God. Just give us one short chorus.
Sing the chorus when the Savior calls up.
Let's give you this song. He said, okay, here he said, thou hast few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. So, I wrote it here, let us put away those tattered garments. Then he will give us what? A robe of pure white.
Amen.
So let's sing that song, If My Robe Is White.
Amen.
Amen.
When the Savior calls.
When the Savior calls, I will
Abraham answered.
I will hear. When the Savior calls, I will, or I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
It looks as if you lost the. Amen. I'm sorry. The song that I wanted to sing is If My Robe Is White.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be somewhere listening. I've been. Listening. I'll be somewhere. Listening for my name. Or I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be listening. I'll be listening for my name. If my heart is right when it calls me. If my heart is, or I will hear. If my heart is right when it goes, or I'll be somewhere listening for my. Or I'll be somewhere. Listening, I'll be. Listening, I'll be. Listening for my name. I'll be somewhere. Listening, I'll be. Listening, I'll be. Listening for my name. If my robe is white when it goes me. If my robe is white, I will hear. If my robe is white when it goes. Or I'll be somewhere listening for my. Or I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be. Listening. I'll be. Listening for my. For my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
Yes, that's just what we just sang. He said, if my heart is right, if my robe is white, yes, if only your robe has not been defiled.
Amen.
Only few be one of the few that had their garments not defiled. And he said, they will walk with me in white. And they will be worthy. Amen. Amen. And we picked on Abraham tonight, who truly walked with God, identified himself with God.
Amen.
Till he was worthy to walk with him. And even the scripture says he was called the friend of God.
Amen.
Tonight, as the prophet said, you know why you are a Christian? It's because God called you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Look at the people when they were coming from the confusion in Babylon. He said only one man found favor with God, Abraham. And tonight you are standing here. I'm standing here. I'm the only one. You are the only one that has found favor with him.
Amen.
And he has called you. You need that obedience to answer to that call. And he wants you to come out. And when you come out, it's what? A total separation.
Amen.
Tonight, we heard how Abraham met, he was looking for that city whose maker and builder, which has foundation and its maker and builder is God.
Amen.
And he met the king of that city.
Amen.
And he gave to him what was due. Tonight, consider all what you have heard tonight. And now, look at your own calling and election and see if it is in line with God. Just pray. If you need his strength, tell him, Lord, help me. I need your strength. I'm weak in many things. It's a question of what? Confessing your weaknesses.
Amen.
And then pray for your brother. Pray for your sister.
Amen.
Pray for the church.
That
we will come to that realization as we have been hearing for of late. It's all about realizing who you are. That makes you to do the right thing for him. Because if you want to do the right thing for him, then he said he needs your time. He needs your talent. He needs everything of you. He wants all to be given, your mind, your soul, your thoughts, your everything. So tonight, look at all what the Holy Spirit has spoken to you. And see where it needs to make things right. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. That's why he came looking for you. You never had any time seeked him, but he had seeked for you. Brethren, this is the time that we must give all diligence to make our calling and election sure. And he says he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let us do that, brethren. Let's seek him first in all things, and all things shall be added unto us. That same king of Salem has to be living today. That same king of Salem is here tonight. What is due, let's give to him. As Abraham gave unto him. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister. Pray for your brother. Pray for your sister. Pray for the church. Remember your pastor. Remember the ministry. Remember the offices. Remember every husband, every wife. Remember every brother, every sister. Remember every youth, every child. We seek the Holy Spirit. We seek the Holy Spirit to sweep over the church and bring that separation. But because the Holy Spirit calls for separation, total separation. Let us from today be talking to our brother, our sister. Let's find out what has been holding them that they cannot make it to weekdays services. That's brotherly love. Seeking to know the problem of a brother, of a sister. Let's encourage one another. Let's tarry for one another. Let's provoke one another to love. Let's draw everyone's attention that it is not right to forsake the assembling of themselves together as we see the time approaching. It is the word of God. It's in Hebrews. The book of Hebrews. We came tonight to examine ourselves by the word of God. Have we identified ourselves with Him? He said, if we identify ourselves with Him, He will also identify ourselves with us. And He will also identify Himself with us. We ask our precious brother, Brother Eli, to come and close us in prayer.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for this evening's meeting, O Lord. Even though we are few, O Lord, but you came to honor us with your presence, O Lord. We thank you for what everything that happened, O Lord, the song worship, the prayers, O Lord, the communion, and the preaching of the word, O Lord. Let it take place in our hearts, O Lord, so that we shouldn't be forgetful of what we heard, O Lord, but let it fall on fertile ground, O Lord, where it will produce fruit, O Lord. Heavenly Father, like Abraham, O Lord, who diligently was seeking you, O Lord, at such point that he even forsake whatever was important to his eyes to go and find a city that, humanly speaking, didn't exist, O Lord. He could have been mocked, O Lord. He could have been looked upon, O Lord, as a foolish, as a fool man, O Lord. But he was looking through the eyes of faith, and he knew that the city existed somewhere. And he went, oh, like a wandering man, not knowing where he was going, but he met the architect and the builder of the city. Oh,
hallelujah.
He met you, oh Lord.
Amen.
And since he was looking you diligently, oh Lord, you made yourself manifest to him, oh Lord. And to honor your presence, he gave you whatever he had. He gave you all his possessions, O Lord.
Yes,
Heavenly Father, that's why today, O Lord, you called us to be your people.
Yes,
you made us, O Lord, to be your children.
Yes, Lord.
And we met you, O Lord. Let us now give you everything that we possess.
Amen.
Nothing should belong to us, O Lord.
Oh, yes,
but you are the possessor of everything, O
yes,
Lord. Let us diligently work towards our salvation,
yes,
O Lord.
Amen.
Bless the preaching of the word. Bless this church, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless the pastor, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let us all together be united as one man, O Lord.
Amen.
And look at each other as brethren and sisters,
yes,
O Lord. Look at each other, O Lord, as the heir of the kingdom, O Lord.
Amen.
So that we can pray for each other and
yes,
support
Amen,
each other, O Lord. Bless your servant, Brother Maxwell. We have ministered the word this evening, O Lord. Bless him and give him some more resources, O Lord,
Amen,
to share with your people, O Lord. Give us now traveling mercy as we dismiss.
Yes,
in Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Take the name of Jesus with you. Amen.
Name of Jesus with you, O child of sorrow and of woe. Oh, it will joy and comfort give you. Oh, take it then wherever you go. Oh, precious name, oh, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven, oh, precious name, oh, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Oh, take the name of Jesus with you as a shield from every snare. Oh, if temptation round you gather, breathe that holy name in prayer. Oh, precious name. Oh, how sweet. Oh, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Oh, precious name. Oh, how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven.